Hello and welcome to the Shoot the Moon podcast by Revenue Rocket. This is Mike Harbath, your host, and we'll be with you for the next 10 minutes or so talking about why profit is important for IT services executives and why you should focus there and how to focus there versus on revenue growth. We've explored this topic a little bit in past podcasts, but I wanted to take a different spin at it, which is I think a lot of people, when they think about profitability, it's fascinating to me as an advisor to, you know, I guess over 500 companies over the years, IT services companies, the types of opinions people have about profit. Everybody knows you need to make profit, but some people don't believe you need to make profit now, or they want to minimize profit because they don't want to pay tax. We hear that a lot. And certainly nobody likes to pay tax. But at the end of the day, your ability to grow your IT services company has everything to do with you running it very, very efficiently and being able to put quite a bit of profit on the board. And profitability, you know, as I've mentioned in other podcasts, is the right to continued employment. I say that a little bit tongue-in-cheek, but as a business owner, you need to be running the business efficiently and profitably in order to be successful. But I also think it's important to realize that there are trade-offs to growth and profit. I think many people believe that they're building their tech services companies, and I think we've talked to most of them, maybe even a universal truth, that people are building these companies to ultimately sell them for a significant sum. Many cases, it's some of these folks' retirement plan, right? We're going to, you know, it's certainly the single biggest asset that most IT services entrepreneurs have. Is their business. And many, many of them are okay with running their business suboptimally from a profit perspective. It's not uncommon for us to talk to a $5 or $7 or $10 million business owner, and they're running their business at 2-4% net income. We think that number's too low. You know, top quartile would define that it should be north of probably 13% or so. And the most profitable firms we see run in the low 20%, 20 to 25%. And certainly that's very possible. So what sort of separates the super profitable companies from the ones that aren't super profitable? I think a lot of that has to do with market focus and staying in your swim lane. You've heard us all say before that, you know, verticalization is a big deal. You should be very focused on a narrow set of customers with an ideal prospect profile, understanding how to target to them from a marketing and sales and delivery perspective. We know that is the fastest path to growth and to profitability and to above average profitability, and strongly recommend that. But beyond that, there's efficiencies that can be gained in the business based on how you approach every aspect of the business, whether it be your leadership, your strategic, you know, initiatives, your what we'll call go-to-market strategy, your marketing, your sales, your delivery, your operations, and your finance. All those things should be dialed in vis-a-vis best practices. The good news is success leaves clues, and there's lots of clues about how to do that in the market. There's certainly great clues that can be had from peer groups in the market. Peers of other IT services business owners can certainly share best practices with you. There's certainly advisory firms like Revenue Rocket that can help you. And there's certainly other other business owners that you certainly can create a direct relationship with that can share perspectives. And I think, you know, we often say here that we have the luxury of perspective. And the luxury of perspective offers us the opportunity to share that perspective amongst our customer base and to help them. So I'll put a plug in for, you know, focusing your energy on expanding your profitability above what's considered normative into top quartile. And if you're lucky enough to be in those mid-20s percent net income, you're certainly in top 1 or 2% of your peers. We think that is a great area to be as you continue to look at how do you invest in your portfolio, your single largest asset being your company, how you might divest some of those proceeds into other things that could be, you know, also help you follow your passion. and ultimately help you get to your ultimate goal of helping as many people and companies as possible as you're on this journey. With that, we'll wrap up this week's podcast, Revenue Rocket Podcast. You can learn more from us at info@revenuerocket.com. If you have any questions, please just send your emails there. Likewise, you can find us at revenuerocket.com on the web with all kinds of resources that talk to this point and others. Thanks.